Atlantic bluefin tuna is being overfished, and there are fears it could become extinct. Repeated attempts to allow the species to recover have failed under the pressure to supply a market willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars for a single fish. Later this month, a proposal to ban the international trade of bluefin tuna will be debated by almost 200 countries that signed the UN Convention on Endangered Species. Rebecca Lynch is in charge of international affairs at NOAA Fisheries, the U.S. government agency responsible for protecting the country's marine resources.
There were bluefin tuna in the good old days in Brazil, but those stocks were fished out and they're gone. So it's primarily a North Atlantic species now.
The proposal would declare bluefin tuna so endangered that a ban on international trade in the fish is required. The World Wildlife Fund has been sounding the alarm on bluefin tuna for decades. Roberta Elias is with Fisheries and Marine Policy at WWF.
Since the 1970s, the western portion of the stock, which is the U.S. portion, has declined 82%. So there's only something like 41,000 adults remaining in that population. But people believe that population is stable. That's in contrast to the eastern portion of the stock, which is continuing to decline and probably at lower population levels.
Bluefin tuna is highly popular in Japan, where much of it goes for sushi and sashimi. Japan consumes some 80% of all bluefin tuna. It opposes the ban. Hirotaka Akamatsu is Japan's Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries.
We're trying our best to avoid having a ban enacted.
Japan says it is urging European countries that export bluefin tuna to also oppose a ban. Warm-blooded bluefin tuna can live up to 20 years. Scientists hope the ban would allow bluefin to recover. But while international trade could be outlawed, officials say a robust black market could survive. To deal with the shortage, Japan has bluefin tuna farms, but there's a reason such farms are not more widespread, says Rebecca Lent of NOAA.
These fish are voracious eaters, so in order for it to be economically profitable, we're going to have to find some way to get cheaper food for fish. The best way to deal with the bluefin tuna fishery, really, is to manage it well in the wild.
In addition to bluefin tuna, measures to protect sharks and coral will also be debated at the upcoming conference in Qatar. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.